Hi, and welcome to the 22nd episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. In this week's episode, we spoke with Jeff Bears, a return-to-work case manager at AllsUp Employment Services, as he offered advice on how an individual with cancer can return to work after treatment.
So to kind of start off, can you just explain a little bit about what you do as a return-to-work case manager?
Sure. I work for a certified employment network through Social Security, and we help implement their Ticket to Work program, which assists disabled individuals re-enter the workforce with a package of safety net protection that allows the individual to keep their Social Security disability cash benefits for a period of time and Medicare coverage and have some other safety nets to fall back on if they have a health relapse. So at our employment network, besides getting people signed up for the program, we help manage their ticket and we also assist with making sure they stay in compliance with the program and provide assistance along the way if there's any interruptions in their work or health recurrence.
Okay, great. And how would you say returning to work after cancer fits into a patient's new normal?
Well, from my experience with the advances in medical technology and treatment modalities for the different types of cancer, we are seeing at our employment network more and more cancer survivors re-entering the workforce and getting back into their old vocational roles or even choosing a new type of profession. And I think it is becoming more and more prevalent, and it's important for individuals to know that there are laws that protect them and different benefits available to them if they're aware of them that they could utilize to assist with that return to work endeavor.
And how do you help survivors kind of understand what to expect in returning to the workforce?
Well, what we do is we spend a lot of time educating our ticket holders, and we let them know that returning to work after an absence is always a scary time frame, and it's very important to keep in contact with their employer and express the intent of wishing to return, entering into a, quote, interactive process to let them know that I do plan on returning and give them updates along the way when that time frame comes about, but then also to let them know that if they are going to need any accommodations from the employer, that it should be in writing from a physician and provided to the employer's HR department so they can coordinate with the immediate manager to make sure that they can make these accommodations that might be reasonable and not an undue hardship to the employer.
And what are some examples of accommodations that survivors can ask for?
Well, one of the biggest is having a modified work schedule. Some individuals might ask to return to work part-time or just a few days a week. Others might even request to be able to telecommute and work from home. Other specific accommodations might be having the ability to take more frequent rest breaks somewhere on the job site if they're having some symptomology that might impede their performance during the day. And even maybe restructuring the job a little bit, getting some assistance with some of the heavier physical duties of the job that the individual might not be physically able to handle initially upon return.
And how can survivors open up this communication with their employer to make these requests or these accommodations that they need?
Well, like I mentioned before, it's called an interactive process, and the employee or even a potential new applicant for a job can disclose that they are disabled upfront or even after being hired or returning to work. But you do not have to discuss what your disability is and get into all the symptomology. Basically, the employer can only say, here's the essential job functions, and do you need any special assistance or accommodations to meet these job functions? And then what they would do is they would make sure that it was medically documented, that the need is there, it is disability related, and what the needs are. And then the Human Resources Department and the immediate manager get together to see if they can make these accommodations that would be reasonable and not an undue hardship financially for the employer or even have the employer's productivity suffer. And that way the individual is able to return to the workforce and have these protections in place, setting themselves up for success and having the safety net there if they need it.
And what are some other challenges that survivors might face in going back to work aside from asking for accommodations? And how can they address these barriers?
Well, sometimes colleagues and coworkers, they notice the environment has changed a little bit or the individual getting special treatment. And our advice to the individual is to let them know that, well, I had a health issue. Don't get into details. I'm better now. I'm ready to return to work, and not express all the details and divulge too much information, because the more information they share, the more problematic it could be down the road and cause some animosity in the workplace. So being smart about what you share and just being willing to be pleasant about it and let them know there's a limit on how far they'll go with expressing what their situation is.
Now, aside from challenges, what are some successes that you think survivors can face in returning to work?
Well, one of the biggest successes is the individual having a sense of purpose. When you're at home and at the home environment, you tend to focus more on your health. But when you get back into the workforce, you're giving back to society. You have a different focus. You feel like you're more in control of your situation in life. And I think it gives a person a more positive aspect on their recovery process and healing holistically. I feel that's a big, big important factor. We always hear from a lot of our ticket holders that they would rather be working. How could this happen to me? And we have to reinforce and let them know that their working days might not be over. And all they can do is try and set themselves up for success along the way. And if there are some stumbles along the way, there's safety nets there to help them, and maybe they might have to step out again for a short period of time, and then they can try again. But they're in the driver's seat. They have a lot more laws and protections that they can utilize that I believe a lot of people are not aware of.
Great, that's really helpful. So what advice can you offer to people to kind of help them get back into work or to have reasonable expectations when they kind of first enter back into the workforce? Any advice that you could give them?
Well, the biggest advice that I would like to say is that, first of all, they have to be willing to want to try. And they could also hook themselves up with an employment network. Also, Employment Services does a lot of education and providing people with services and training to let them know that there are programs available to them that can assist them with this endeavor. If an individual already does have an employer, staying in touch with that employer is very important, keeping them informed so the employer doesn't think the individual is abandoning their job or never intends to return. That's the biggest advice that I have. And then also, if they haven't filed for Social Security disability, to make sure that they do file a claim. Get that disability status official through the federal government, because then they'll have more protections in place for themselves down the road. And then once they're awarded, and they feel well enough and recover, they can use an employment network to help them reenter the workforce.
Great. Is there any other really big piece of advice that you offer survivors in general? Maybe it doesn't necessarily have to be about returning to work, but just any kind of guidance that you have?
Well, I believe it's very important to have support safety net in place. If it's not through family members, could be through support groups, also through organizations that people blog a lot these days. But letting them know that they're not alone, there's other people that have been through this, and giving the emotional support that they need to help them move on to the next step in their journey.
Perfect. Is there anything that we have not touched upon that you think our audience should know about?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that, one, if you do have a job and you intend on going back, keep in touch with your employer. If they don't hear from an employee, a lot of employers do have in their employee manual that after so many months of being off work or a year, then the employment status is automatically terminated. But if you keep in touch with your employer, keep that door open. If an individual does feel that they are going to need special accommodations to return to the workforce, it's very important to stay in contact with their physicians and get those accommodations that they need in writing, because the employer will require that. And also, if an individual has not filed a Social Security disability claim, to make sure that they do check into that and make sure that if they're eligible, that they get that claim in place and have the federal government label them as being disabled, so they have a lot of these extra laws protecting them. The last thing that I would say is use the help of an employment network if you're a Social Security disability recipient. They will help you re-enter the workforce. They will help you figure out where you're at, what you need, and what the next step is.
For more information, visit allsupes.com. Join us next week when we talk to a patient and the CEO of the Cancer Research Institute about its 2018 Immunotherapy Patient Summits, designed to help patients, caregivers, and advocates learn more about how new breakthroughs in immunotherapy are changing standards of care for all cancers. The Cure Talks Cancer Podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.